plastic nowadays, I guess.
They were called a Delft. Delft egg? Delftware?
No. Never done that.
Now, if you're going to carry some water from one place to another, you'd probably carry it in a
bucket.
And that would be made, if it were made out of metal, would it be a bucket?
It would be, yes, it would still be a galvanized bucket, I guess you'd call it.
A what?
Galvanized bucket. They're generally galvanized.
And if it were wood?
Well, wood, that's, used to be wood buckets altogether, but that's getting thing of the past too.
Everywhere I've seen one.
You've seen them.
I guess I have. I just don't remember the last
they
time.
They used to be cedar, made out of cedar, red cedar, you know.
How about the plastic? Would that be a bucket too?
Plastic bucket? Well, yeah, you'd call it a plastic bucket. It would be plastic, made out of plastic material. It would be a bucket, you know.
Galvanized
or tin bucket.
Uh-huh. Okay, if you put the garbage, you put the garbage out back in the
garbage can.
You would call that bucket.
No, that'd be the garbage can. And the slop would put in the slop bucket for the pigs. Or even slop barrel.
Oh, don't you? And then you pour it from the bucket into the what?
Slop barrel. We had a slop barrel.
Trough.
Swill barrel. Some of them called the swill barrel, slop barrel.
A trough.
Trough? Oh yeah, from the bucket to, yeah, pig trough, sure.
You put it in.
You yeah. might say, if you had two or three of these troughs, you say, well, I have three.
Three pig troughs.
And you fry eggs in a what?
A skillet, I guess.
What?
Fry eggs in a skillet, I guess.
Yeah.
And you'd never say spider.
We never did, no. Did you ever call it the spider?
Yes, I never did, but I've heard people call it that, yeah.
You'd call that an older expression, you think?
Yeah.
An older expression,
yeah.
That's an older term.
Yeah.
And I used to cook soap outside in a big
kettle. Butchering kettle, we'd call it.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you get some flowers over there in a, what are they in? The flowers are in a...
What do you call that? A vase? Vase?
You would call a flower pot.
Some of them.
Well, of course not like that. That would be a flower pot.
Oh, the little
ones? No, on the window
there.
Oh,
on the window. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They're not as fancy as vase.
The
vase is prettier or fancier?
A vase is mostly used, well, to put water in, you know, for flowers.
For cut flowers.
Yeah, for cut flowers.
And flower pot, they would be growing.
Yeah, they'd have that ground in there.
Well, after you eat a meal, you say, I guess we'd better, there's a bunch of dirty things, I guess we'd better...
wash the dishes.
And so she washes the dishes, and then after she washes them, she has
to... I dry them.
Before you dry them, she turns on the water and...
rinses them off.
Some have dishwashers, they don't have to...
Yeah.
We haven't got that far along.
We haven't either. What's the piece of cloth that you use to wash the dishes with? Piece of cloth that you use?
What do
you
dish? A dish rag, they call it.
And to dry it, you use a
dish towel.
And to dry your face, you'd use a
towel.
And you call it a Turkish towel?
Well,
You could
call it a Turkish towel.
The bath towels, and them were called Turkish towels.